This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots going on, people. Donald Trump, large and still in charge. The Republicans are finding us out the hard way. Yep. Where's that lawsuit on Trump's taxes? Huh, lefties? Still looking for things to get the Trump family on? How's that working out for you? Democrats try everything to bring Trump down, and he's still kicking. Not only is he kicking, he's thriving. Threatening new rallies? Can you imagine when Donald Trump starts doing rallies again and he's getting tens of thousands of people charged up as a private citizen now? And gets them rallying over cause? Oh my gosh. The opportunities there are amazing. I've asked you guys, what happens if 80 million people every single day, we all give a $365 a year, And 80 million people go to some business and say, this day we will support this business. We will support this thing. All right, I'm going to use my stuff. 80 million people say, Kevin, we're going to sign up for the Flick Fest. Sadly, that's more than a dollar. It's $5. But we're going to support you. We're going to watch the, we're going to sign up. Whatever. I don't know what it would take. 80 million people say, Kevin, we're going to sign up for PolitiChatter. 80 million people say, Kevin, we're going to work with Seeking Educational Excellence to overturn school boards across this country. Like they did in South Lake, Texas. Did you guys hear about this? They voted the entire school board out after they were trying to implement critical race theory. Now, there are people out there sending out fundraisers on this as if they had something to do with it, and they didn't. The strategy is right, and that is what we have decided to do. Seeking Educational Excellence is going after school boards. We're going to replace the, there's always one school board member who's a cancer in a very conservative region. We have one here. I won't say her name, but we're going to get rid of her. And you get rid of those cancers, and the school boards return to normal. Do you even realize the power of a school board? I hope, this is what I hope. If you are interested in education, I'm not telling you this as some little anecdotal thing. If you really want to get involved, Kevin, we want to flip a school board member in this location. You let me know. Send me a note, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. And I'm telling you, we are actively going to make this happen. It can be done. We can change education back to a meritocracy and get rid of this diversity, equity, and inclusion nonsense that's already in our schools. We know that we're diverse, we're equitable, and we're inclusive. We don't need you to tell us that. They do it not to make it better. They do it to make racial strife. Anyway, going back to Trump, he's threatening to run in 2024. Is he going to? I don't know. He's got him guessing again. I would like Trump to run, but he better have learned a lot. Lawsuits, folks, are pending on voter fraud. Maricopa County, Arizona, other states. What happens when we find out everything that happened? This isn't like the Durham report. I think this is legit. Democrats are trying to stop it everywhere. Why? Because it's so important to them. They must keep this ruse going. They're struggling daily, folks, to keep the wheels on a crooked wagon. Welcome again for those who are new to the program. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Best-selling author. Get my book, Race Pimping, at racepimping.com. You'll love it. It explains all the crap that's going on. The stuff with Chauvin, defunding the police, no justice, no peace, all the stuff that's happening. Anyway, there's a lot to digest, folks, but it's great to wake up every single day as a conservative, appreciative of God's grace in your life, and probably knowing your purpose, or at least leaning into it, right? You may not have figured it out just yet, but you know God is whispering in your ear. Because we're living in an insane world. But I want you to understand, you play a vital part in this world, and you play a vital part in bringing it back to sanity. I mentioned God. Religion is under fire. Big time. You have a secular popularist pope who's more concerned about global climate change and supposed societal injustice in America. Are you kidding? Societal injustice in America? This guy doesn't say a word about Islam and what they're doing to women in the Middle East and what they're doing to Christians. He's decided that he's going to focus on global climate change and America's so-called race problem. Hey, Pope, we got better things for you to be doing, bro. Pastors in America who have sold out to the political establishment, they don't care about God. They care about lining their pockets. They're frauds. Leftists in sheep's clothing. I'm going to tell you, you show me a pastor who's sold out, I'll show you a leftist who's taking advantage of the system. It's like a coach. He's not coaching because he loves sports. He's coaching because he's a pedophile and you're bringing your kids to him. It's insane. The police are under fire. I asked earlier, you keeping up with the Chauvin trial? You know what happened there? The juror who was trying to get more publicity. He wanted a book deal. This is the guy who went on that trial to make history by convicting Chauvin. He didn't listen to evidence. People came back. That was a quick verdict. You're doggone right it was. It was a hanging jury. He wants a book or a movie deal and to become part of history to say, yeah, man, I was a dude who stopped that dude, you know, from what? From doing his job? It's unbelievable. This world has to change back. We have the power in our own hands, the power to make a difference. And I know sometimes you sit out there and you say, I'm just a single voice. Well, you're bigger than that. You're more than that. You are a library of information. Who's my lady? Was it Ruth? Ruth's 93. I think she's going to be the next Mrs. Jackson if something happens to Melissa. But Ruth has a wealth of information to share with the world. My buddy Albert got a wealth of information. Bob and Carol out in Florida. I know, look, all of you. You guys have a wealth of information. And you've got so much power that you don't realize you have it. And it isn't just because you know me, Kevin Jackson, and you communicate with me all the time. No, it's not that. You have power. And maybe it is just you whispering in somebody's ear, Kevin, what do you think about this? And I blow it up to something else. I don't know. It's kismet, but it's all God's plan. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Would you want to be the spokesperson for Joey Demento? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That's the tough job. That may be one of the toughest jobs in politics. The spokesperson for Joey Demento, for a variety of reasons. I'll get into them for a second. But anyway, apparently, the current White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, has had enough. And according to reports, she has discussed stepping down. Bum, 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 bum. She did an interview on a podcast with, what's his name? Axelrod. And she discussed leaving her position after 1 year. I'd be surprised if she makes it through November. Technically, she hasn't been here a year, right? I mean, it would be a year in January. But yeah, so I'd be shocked, because she's got to field questions for a demented person. I say that not in humor. Because dementia, I hate that people have dementia. I have friends, one of my buddies, his mom has dementia. My uncle and aunt had dementia. And it's a sad disease, because You know, people can't remember stuff. And one of my friends, I forget whether this was in a movie or they were telling me about it, but they said they put the names of the relatives on the pictures below them. So when the person picks it up, it'll say, this is your cousin from such and such, or this is your, you know, brother-in-law from whatever. They got to keep all that stuff. I can't even imagine. I've only had minor bouts with it. I mean, in terms of dealing with people that had it. So I don't have a fraction of the knowledge about it. But, oh, it's a sad state of affairs. Who could blame Psaki for leaving, though? Her job is akin to being the defense attorney for like a Ted Bundy. Somebody's got to do it. Because you can't want that job. You can't have been around Biden and say, this flip-floppy, you know, waste of space, and I got to go out there and try to make sense of the mumblings that he does. And, you know, I mean, can you imagine when he tripped up the plane and then some of the things that he said since he's been taken, usurped the office of president, dog-faced pony soldier? I remember how she was rendered useless when they were discussing Biden's border policy. And her difficulty occurred when she was trying to explain to the American people how the number of people at the border had tripled, thus the number of people kept in cages. And she was like, well, it's not cages. And then, of course, they didn't want anybody in there and all this. Then Biden presents no rational plan to relieve the situation. So Psaki is stuck like Chuck. She's got to face the same thing over and over. Is it a crisis? Is it a crisis? Would you define it as a crisis? I got to tell you, it tickled the heck out of me when she was pained not to use the word crisis after FEMA had been called in. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Act. Is it a crisis? Because FEMA's come in. That's what Ducey asked her. Now, we've just employed, we're using all the resources available. I mean, talk about the spin machine. You could have flown a passenger jet with as much spin that it put into that, as much hot air she was blowing. Yep. Then a week later, what does Joey Nemento do? Well, we have a crisis at the border. That's why I'm putting Kamala Harris in charge. Maybe she can sex her way out of it. Why would you put that clown in charge of anything? Oh, my goodness. Look, I'll say this. Biden, because of the theft, the big cheat, he's the guy that's in charge. He can appoint whomever he wants as press secretary. But aside from his flip-flop helter-skelter positions, a press secretary for Biden has an additional burden. Do you know what it is? That additional burden is Joe Biden's not in charge. So it doesn't matter what he says. He or she's got to wait on the talking points from who's really in charge of the nation. Probably Pelosi's team. Wouldn't you like to see that operation? Seriously. I would love to see that operation. Who comes up with the news, the narratives? Who decides what the strategy is going to be? Who's in charge of what and says, we're going to destroy this person's life, just print this, do this, you know, act here? That machine is amazing. It's amazingly corrupt, but it really is. It's amazingly good at what they do. Trump had issues with his press secretaries. He's not a good person, in my opinion, and I've had this conversation with many people since. Trump's not good at picking good employees. He's not. Particularly Scaramucci. And he fired that little weasel the same way he fired Omarosa and others. But see, here's the difference. Biden picked a staunch leftist in Psaki. She worked during the Obama administration. But with this one, she didn't even unpack her suitcase. Yeah. Psaki lived out of boxes. She didn't use the kitchen and the apartment. She ordered nothing but, you know, Wu Chang's Chinese food. She didn't do any. She's like, I'm not going to get comfortable here. I'll come in. I'll help you out. It was almost like Obama said, you know, go on loan for a little bit. I'll leave her on loan for you. Let me tell you, things aren't going to get any better for Psaki during this transition. The next Biden press secretary is going to find things very difficult. Because when you deal with chaos continually, you have to expect the fallout. With conservatives abandoning the media, the messages from Biden fall on deaf ears. We are not paying attention to them. And you don't have to believe me. Look at his Nielsen numbers from that first heavily anticipated speech to Congress. 26.9 million people. Ouch. 50%. It's 56% of the people that watched Trump watch Biden. In other words, he only got 56% of the Trump audience. Trump almost doubled Biden's audience. That's a better way to put it. America has tuned out leftists and leftism. Nobody cares what Biden says, and Psaki knows that, and so will her replacement. And even though Psaki, grossly incompetent, she's the best they can find, folks. Who next? Marie Harf? Or is Biden going to install some intersectional spokesperson? The most intersectional, you know what intersectional is, right? Where they got all the different categories. A gay, short, fat, Guatemalan, transsexual, non-binary midget. That would suit the bill. But if Biden does find such a thing, folks, let me just say this. That freak show will pale in comparison to the freak show that is the Biden administration. And that's the biggest fear of leftists. Every morning they wake up screaming as if they're driving, and they wake up and the headlights of an 18-wheeler are coming in front of their car. Because that's what Biden's administration represents to them.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Several states along the East Coast, including Virginia, North and South Carolina, and Georgia, are experiencing gas shortages. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp is suspending the state's gas tax until Saturday night to offset any jump in prices at the pump. This comes after the cyber attack against Colonial Pipeline.
It'll probably help level the price of the pump off for a little while. But my message to people is, look, everything that we are hearing, and we will let you know if this changes, but they are saying that this is going to be a short-lived problem.
Busy day on Capitol Hill with multiple hearings taking place. The Senate discussing voting rights and the H.R. 1 bill that was passed in the House earlier this year. Senators also taking part in hearings on COVID-19 and new gun regulations. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. A large group of bipartisan attorneys generals are blasting a new social media plan.
A group of attorneys general from 44 states have sent a letter to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, asking him to drop a plan to introduce a version of Instagram designed for children. The letter cites research that showed that social media use could be harmful to children's mental health. The AGs also said that Facebook has a record of failing to protect the safety and privacy of children on its platforms. In a statement, the company responded by saying it had just begun to explore the concept and that it planned on consulting experts in child development, safety, and mental health in developing the app. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More than 1 million Americans are now signed up for health coverage so far during the special enrollment period. Those signups at healthcare.gov are in addition to the roughly 12 million who bought coverage during the regular enrollment period that ended in December. The special enrollment period runs through August 15th. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, Joey Demento, he visited Louisiana. And I know what you're thinking. How big were the crowds, man? They must have been huge. Throngs of people waiting to see the most popular guy ever elected to the United States government. Yes. Thousands of people lining the street just to get a glimpse of the guy. Joe Biden, oh my God, he's amazing, he's so dreamy, oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm being a bit facetious, right? Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. When Biden ventures out, folks, it's like his campaign all over again. No shows. Nobody. No cars lined up, no people lined up, no signs saying, "You're the best ever, Joe. We love you, Joe." Things were so bad for Biden during the presidential campaign of 2020, they took him off the road. 844-551-8255. Well, now he's back. Yep, Team Demented touts their Get America Back on Track tour. First, he had the No Malarkey Tour, then he did something, they renamed it, they rolled it out in Arizona. They came to Arizona, they couldn't get 25 people to any event, and they finally just told him, "Go home, old man, get back in the basement. We'll blame it on the Wu Flu. Blame it on the Wu Flu, blame it on the Wu Flu." Yep. Despite the train reference, Biden appeared in Louisiana to tout his $2 trillion infrastructure deal to get America back on track. It had all the hoopla of watching Biden pick lint out of his belly button. And if you see the video, you know what I'm talking about. They got a shot of the car, all the motorcade coming down the way. Nobody there. They parked the car. Not a single soul there. Let me ask you this. Is that even possible with Donald Trump? Donald Trump, is it possible? You know the answer. I'm just teasing. One would think, folks, that the throng of single mothers would have supported Biden, given that child care is in this infrastructure bill, according to the Biden budget. But not a single car from baby mamas lined the streets. Nobody with their little yelling children. "He my daddy, he my daddy." Nobody. Biden couldn't even get the welfare moms to come out and say, "Thank you, thank you, thank you for that," whatever amount of money he's going to give them to keep getting pregnant. It reminds me,
truly of when he visited Arizona. One car greeting him and Sister Girl. That was it. One car for him and Kamala. You know, her. The event embarrassed me for Biden. And I'm telling you, I did have a dog in the hunt. It was Trump. But I was actually a little bit embarrassed for Biden. Like, man, seriously? You need this. Look, I'm not into optics for leftists, but you need to stay off the road. You're making people really understand nobody gives a crap about you. It never got better. And crowds avoided Biden like dementia was a communicable disease. Oh, I ain't getting him. You ain't getting me crazy. I don't want to catch that. It never got better. Mr. Popularity, folks, 82 million people supposedly voted for this clown. Yet he can't get a crowd of more than 10 people to show up for anything. If Biden shows up for something, let me tell you something. His Secret Service will outnumber the crowd. And all Wu Flu did was give him a convenient excuse. He sat in that bunker with that stupid mask on. Have you seen the meme of Biden eating ice cream through his mask? It is so funny. Because when you think about it, he probably would. That's what makes it funny. Man. So he arrives at Calcasieu River Bridge in Lake Charles. He's going to talk about this infrastructure bill. And this bridge is like Lake Charles, Louisiana. This bridge is like horrible. You know, it's ready to fall kind of stuff. So he has to stop and make a photo op to show that this $2 trillion he's going to spend is into this. $2 trillion. By the way, you spend money all the time on highway roads and bridges. I don't know what the number has been in the past. Go look it up. But $2 trillion, folks, that's 2,000 billion. And now they call taking care of baby mamas. That's infrastructure. Because you know what? Them chicken head ghetto rats, they got to walk on them roads. They got to, when they're on a street corner or, you know, riding around in a hoopty with some dude they're going to have their next baby with. Well, they're on those roads. We got to take care of the roads for the hoochies. Unbelievable. So this guy is supposed to be Mr. Popular. It wasn't like the Norman Pettus Bridge in you know, wherever the heck it is, in some southern state. There was nothing iconic about this. But anyway, going in on one of the overpasses, they wrote, Biden stole the election. And I was thinking, as the motorcade passed under that bridge, what Biden and team must have been saying. That's fake news. They can't write that. We need to find the person that wrote that and blah, blah, blah. Who knows? But let me tell you, I'm not the only one that thinks he stole the election. I bet there's many out there like you that think like me. You think he did too. You don't think he did. You know he did. Because I know he did. Not him, but the people that are managing him. But I would have loved to have been a fly in the motorcade to hear them talk about that when they passed under that sign that said, Biden stole the election. Getting more obvious, here's what another guy tweeted. Getting more obvious by the day, 80 million manufactured votes. That was from Ditto Head. Frankly, I cannot wait for Donald Trump to start his rallies again. Just to show these people up. I was having a discussion with one of my friends. Her name is Angela, and she was talking about infrastructure, and she wanted more of that money to go into black neighborhoods and to do more. You know, it should be there to make a difference. Look at the price tag we're talking about here, folks. That's got to be geometrically, if not exponentially, larger than any amount of money we've ever spent on infrastructure, which means it's a boondoggle. More thievery by the Democrats. We've spent $6 trillion on this scamdemic. And he wants $2 trillion for infrastructure. So Angela says to me, Kevin, you know, I'm sick of Democrats doing this. And I want to see that money going to black folks, this, that, and the other. And I said, well, you know what, Angela? While I do agree with you that we do need to be using this money to help the most needy among us, I wouldn't give a nickel to them silly Negroes in cities. They've got more money. They've got more things thrown at them. And the more you, it's like my grandmother says, you've heard me say it before, she could have a ham under each arm and will be asking you for bread. You can't please them. What do you think a dollar, you put a dollar into, you might as well go hand that money to an African dictator than to give it to one of these congressional black circus clowns and act like they're going to go do something in their neighborhoods. These are people who have districts that for decades have done nothing. They've not improved in any way, shape, or form. And you think they're going to start now? They've got these stupid, silly Negroes exactly where they want them. Pavlov's dogs, they ring the bell, ding, ding, ding. They run out, no justice, no peace. They give them peanuts, throw them some beads, and then they take Manhattan. Andre Carson. Which one? Name me your district. Eddie Bernice Johnson? Who? Who do you want? Sheila Jackson Lee? No matter who I say, I'm going to tell you, it's an idiot. These people are idiots. So why would you put money into a place where people have no ability, nothing is going to change? So Angela was saying to me, well, Kevin, we got to give them. I said, they have a shot. You know what they can do? They can stop voting for the Democrat. They can hold these people accountable. While they're riding over cops, why aren't they riding over bad schools? Why aren't they riding over crime in the neighborhood that makes it look like it's in a war zone? Why aren't they riding against the stuff that people, black folks, are doing to themselves, to each other? That's what they should be riding against. I don't want to put a nickel into these neighborhoods. You put a business there, they'll rob it, they'll burn it down. Until people learn how to behave, until they change their habits, what good is it? I gave her the equivalent. I said it would be like giving a crackhead $1,000. What do you think he's going to do with it? You think he's going to invest it? Yeah, if more crack is an investment, it is. But he won't even invest it to sell it. He's gonna smoke it all himself, the idiot. I'm not condoning selling drugs, by the way. We'll be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So there's been a rash of shootings, as they say. The left likes to say, there's a whole lot of shootings. And CNN did a report, a story, and here's how it reads. A gunman opened fire at a family birthday party in Colorado Springs, leaving six people dead and a community in mourning. Words fall short to describe the tragedy that took place this morning, Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Niskey said in a statement. From the officers who responded to the shooting to the investigators still on the scene, we are all left incredibly shaking. The suspected shooter, believed to be a boyfriend of one of the victims, is also dead, according to Colorado Springs Police. And so this article wants to go on and talk about gun violence in America and the rise in crime. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Now, you've heard me chronicle every week, for the most part, what happens in Chicago, day in, day out, every major city in the United States. And I just want to tell you how these people are disingenuous. They don't want to give you the truth about this stuff. They want you to believe it's a gun problem. Let me tell you what that family had. They had a bad boyfriend problem. That's what they had. We have a society that is raising latchkey kids, young men who are angry. They don't have good mothers, don't have fathers in their lives who can level set with them to say, look, there is no girl worth losing your life over or losing your sanity over or losing your freedom over. Nothing. None. Women, I love you, even conservative women. But none of you are worth that. What you're worth is to be respected, find a good, you know, a good conservative woman, or move on to the next one. But nobody's worth all that. And for the record, no guy is worth it either, girls. No guy's worth fighting over. Or, you know, threatening to heal somebody over or whatever. Or going to prison for. Hey, look here, will you hold my dope? The U.S., they write, saw a significant crime rise in major cities in 2020, and it's not letting up. The tragedy was one of, get this, this is what CNN wrote, at least 9 mass shootings that occurred across the United States over the weekend. And what's interesting to me is they're just starting to pay attention. They said at least 15 people were killed and 30 more injured in mass shootings since Friday night. Let me tell you something. There have been weekends where half that many were shot and or killed in Colorado alone. I mean, in Chicago alone. 30 people shot, at least 7 or 8 killed in a weekend. And there have been, oh, look at what's happening. Look at this. And this is according to CNN reporting and an analysis of data from, here it comes, Gun Violence Archive, local and media police reports. So they're chronicling all the gun stuff that's happened. And then they went into the various stories, and I want to dissect some of these. So here's one. An overnight shooting at the Hyatt Regency Hotel left one man dead and at least 7 others wounded. Phoenix Police Sergeant Margaret Cox said during a news conference Sunday morning, a group attending an event at the hotel got into an altercation that resulted in gunfire. Cox said all of the victims are said to be between the ages of 18 and 22. I won't even bother to speculate on the ethnicity of the crowd. I'll leave it to you to go look at the story. It's a Phoenix shooting last Sunday at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. I'm just going to leave it there. I'm not going to throw any fuel on the racism fire. This one happened in Maryland. These people are dead. I'm sorry, 3 people are dead and another person injured during a shooting in a townhome Saturday morning just outside Baltimore. Police responded to a call of an active shooter in a fire scene at the townhome community in a Woodland suburb. The Baltimore County Police Department said in a news release. Investigators say, get this, the suspect lit his residence on fire, forced his way into his neighbor's home where he then shot and stabbed them, according to the release. He shot 2 more neighbors as they came out of their home, including a 24-year-old who died. The suspect was confronted by responding officers who ordered him to drop his handgun. And he was then shot by the officers. The way they make it sound was after he dropped his handgun, they then shot him. But that's not the case. They said he was in a shootout. He tried to shoot them. So there was a knife involved in that attack. Did you catch that when I said it? He shot his neighbors and he stabbed them. This one happened in California on Saturday. 4 people were injured in a shooting outside of a nightclub in Citrus Heights. Officers found several fights happening in the parking lot of the club and surrounding area, according to an affiliate. That same night, more than 400 miles away in Compton, this is a Maxine Waters district, police were in the area when they heard shots fired. Deputies found 2 men believed to be 15 to 20 years old dead at the scene. They were alerted that 2 other people seeking treatment for gunshot wounds at a nearby hospital. Now, here's what I want to say. The first one, 4 people got shot in Citrus Heights. And then 400 miles away, 2 dudes got killed. And they're like, well, look at this. Look at this. Let me tell you, If they chronicled every shooting where multiple people were shot and or killed, this list was much larger than this. And it happens every single day. Newark. Oh, by the way, the deputies found the two men that were believed to be 15 to 20 years old at the scene. I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to bet you that since it's Compton, and I have some clues, it's two brothers, I'm talking about black bros, that got killed. And I'll make you another bet. The people that shot them were not nuns. Were not white nuns or white Buddhist monks. Nope. They were black folks. That's it. I'm just guessing. Okay, Newark. Four people were injured in a shooting in Newark on Sunday. Two men and two women were injured by gunfire. That's it. That's the CNN report. Milwaukee. Authorities in Milwaukee are investigating a shooting that injured four people. The victims, ages 23 to 35, all suffered from non-threatening injuries. Two men have been arrested in connection with the shooting, and charges will be forwarded to the prosecutor's office. I don't even know what was going on, but I'm going to make you a bet. I'm 80% confident of this bet. I'm giving odds that the people who were shot were black, and the people who shot them were black. I'm just giving some odds. In Newark, I will bet you the same thing. This is insanity. It's pure insanity. Now, I haven't even mentioned Chicago, have I? Nope. But let me give you the most dangerous city in the country. St. Louis. Two people dead, three others injured after a shooting in a park in Kinloch, Missouri, Friday night. It was all peaceful and beautiful, and next thing you know, gunfire erupted, said Willoyd Williams, who witnessed the shooting. Williams said he was in the area for a neighborhood celebration when a truck pulled up and started shooting. See, I want to go back to what my friend Angela said to me about helping these black communities, and let's give some money in this $2 trillion infrastructure. That's what you want to donate it to? Now, I know that there are many, many blacks that want to change things in these neighborhoods. The overwhelming majority of blacks are nowhere near thuggery, even though, sadly, they have the gene for it now. We've been reprogrammed in many ways. But we're not thugs. It isn't part of our DNA. Maybe it will be one day, because it sure is leaning that way, but it isn't. Most blacks in America are hardworking, industrious. They want everything that every other human being wants for their children. But if they don't start voting that way, how do you help? Anyway, this guy Williams said, it was just outrageous. It was crazy. Police said they did not find any victims when they arrived at the scene, but later found that five people had taken them to themselves to the hospital. It was a peaceful thing, and then something happened. Next thing you know, gunfire just erupted. That's what the guy said. Investigation's ongoing, and they're never going to find these people. And this is the state of the world. But CNN wants you to believe, they set it up as this is a gun problem, people. This is guns. This is not about guns. It is about people. And the most dangerous people you can be around are leftists. Every one of these situations, I can practically guarantee you, is a leftist. Somebody who's out of control, who can't control their emotions. Thinking gutturally, emotionally, and reacting poorly.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.